Hello, everybody. Just waiting for YouTube to get started here. We have now liftoff on good old YouTube. So we're going to talk about this week's market calls. Let me just make sure, shut myself up. Because what it's looking like now, it is Sunday, 11 o'clock p.m. my time. It's Standard Time, April 18th, Sunday. So this is what it looks like on Yahoo here. The futures for the U.S. are all down, with the exception of NASDAQ slightly up. Crude oil is down. Gold is down. I'm also looking at Forex, Euro, USD. 10-year bond is up 2.8%. VIX is up fairly low. Pound against USD, pound against yen is down. Bitcoin, you can see those big drops we talked about before. Bitcoin, CMC, FTSE's up slightly, 0.5%, and Nikkei is up a little bit by a third or a quarter percent, let's say. Okay, so that's that. Also, before we continue, don't forget, if you want to know everything what I do, just join my email list here at quantlabs.net. Get some free trading secret PDFs as well. And don't forget, if you want to know more about my crypto research, just join quantlabs.net/DVD. So, yeah, lifetime membership here by clicking that guy. All right, so let's continue along using MotoWave here. I'm only going to show you the ones that really matter. A lot of these crypto pairs don't really matter to me. This one matters because it's in US dollars, this is Australian USD. You can see here it's still long, that's okay. The other one that matters is this one, pound against the USD as well, that's a long. There's some ones that are performing, but at the end of the day, they don't really add up to much. USD, Canada, short. And here's some of the safe havens, so I know that these are potentially reversing, I don't know. Maybe just now, but we don't know until the U.S. markets open up. We've got a short here on USD Swiss franc, as well as our classic safe haven here is Norway, with a long USD Norway, and also a short though on the U.S. Denmark. And I'm starting to somewhat pay attention to the USD Mexico peso. And again, how do I know the market safe havens are kicking in? Because we've got gold. So here we have gold in Canadian. It's on the move up, trending up, and that's since April. That's March 31st. We've got a trend here happening with a long in play. Again, that's gold in Swiss franc, gold in Euro, gold in Australia. That's pretty strong as well. Again, we have silver now. Silver in Canadian along there. And we have two longs for silver and Swiss franc, silver, euro, silver. Good one there for silver, pound, silver, and Hong Kong. Two of those, more longs. So we know that the safe havens potentially are here when you're seeing these, supposedly. Silver and yen, silver in New Zealand. Silver, two of those in Singapore. And the one out of all of them that are missing, again, US dollar, out of all of those for both silver and gold. So that just tells you and confirms that nobody wants to hold US dollar from an international point of view. So let me just continue along, because euro pound had a nice peak here again at the end of April. Now it's in decline. So there's two of those. We got two shorts there. Another one to watch for, another safe haven, is a short that's been in decline, euro in Sweden. Another one that really matters, and this shows maybe Asia's on its way up, is Hong Kong 33. All right, I'm not going to move into these, but another one to watch maybe is Taiwan. It's short there, but it's been trending up, not compared to the US, but here we have some US equities as well. The 30-year leading there with some longs. Another one to watch is the USD China Yuan, got short. That's in decline. I think it's just due to the fact that more potential rises of virus cases in China. US 5-year longs to them. 10-year, same thing. And again, we have another USD Canadian short there, USD Swiss franc short there. So that washes out the ones that look like longs. Some of these other ones in Denmark and Mexico. But let's see how, yeah, but you see, you get a second one with Norway. So that's a classic safe haven right there, the eye look. WTI, it's got a long, so I think oil is looking good. Soybeans definitely on some form of trend, but even if it hits, you see this big bar here, this drops back. So maybe that might happen to soybean as well. So going through some less important pairs. Pound is not doing too good by looking at it. Here's one that I like to watch is the copper. We got a short there. Doesn't mean anything yet. Now that's our last excellent score. Now we're moving into to very good. This one, Australia, New Zealand's got a short. More Australia, Swiss franc short. Three right there, we got one long, but we've got a couple of Brent crude long and one short. And again, we have a third call for US Norway. So that's what's making me think we have a long there. Also, we have some gold, Hong Kong gold and Japan yen, long and short there. Silver, more of those. Three now for silver in Canada, silver in Australia. Two more for Australia, Canada. And then silver, two more for silver in the franc. One more for the silver in pound. And one for silver in New Zealand. So it says it all. And again, we're not seeing silver and USD. Okay, here's an important one. China, it's got along, but it's been in decline, been in range bound since third week of March. Starting to maybe move up, I don't know, but doesn't mean a whole lot. But it's definitely got along, so maybe that just might be the case. Here we have some more euro. Again, nobody wants to hold euro because we're not seeing euro either. No different than US dollar. Euro, Swiss franc, more shorts. And we got here two out of three are short. Here's a euro and Norway. That's a long, so it confirms my theory. And then we have Japanese 225 long, slight long, short, another short. So the markets are not looking good. So it's two out of four are short Japanese yen or Japanese 225. Thailand, long, one short. That's not bad. We have the Russell, that's a long there. That's probably one of the only markets you get, and it's possible. The weaker players in the equity market might be where to invest if you're an equity trader or a stock trader. 30-year, two longs there, that's not too bad. Long on the 5-year, two of those, another long on the USD, Norway, so that shows you that weakness may be coming back. WTI, more of those. Now we're getting some shorts on WTI. Brent crude, one short, one long, washes it out. Natural gas, we get a long. And let's see what else we got here. More copper in US, long. Long, short. So I don't know what to say. This is the last one, platinum. Long, and a short. So majority would think there's more shorts. Safe havens are in play now, as opposed to U.S. markets. So hopefully I'll help you out. Thanks for watching.